Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Brandon Tierney.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan.
What's going on, everybody? How are you today on this Sunday from the Javits Center? Yeah. We getting time and a half today or what there, Davey? Pulling me out of watching baseball? What's going on, man? This is a wild weekend. It's been a fun couple days here. I just wrapped up my Unkillable podcast with the great Wayne Corbett, so I've been here for a little bit. And this place is just ridiculous. I mean, you want to talk about the energy and you want to talk about something for everybody to do. It has been a treat being out here. Me and Sal were here Friday. Just an awesome, awesome venue and an awesome relationship that we have with Fanatics, which has been great. So what I'm going to do today, though, is probably do something that you haven't heard much. And I've heard some of the station this weekend, as I always do. In the car, pop us on, see what's going on. Great takes, some wacky takes, and I'm sure they can say the same about me. But what I'm going to say today is what I really, truly believe is the truth, all right? And before I even tell you how it applies to each team, starting with baseball, can we please for once understand that there is there's an in-between? Like, the Yankees before yesterday, before winning, 9 runs. The Yankees were a train wreck. The Yankees are broken. The Yankees can't do this. The Yankees can't do that. The Mets before last night. The Mets are busted. Not good enough. Mets can't do anything right. Guys, and now because the Mets hit 27 home runs last night and the Yankees scored 9 against an awful Orioles team, I'm supposed to think that everything is stabilized. And I don't say this from a negative perspective. This is just my realistic prism. Neither team's going to win the World Series if they don't make a trade. That's the bottom line. Because what you saw, and I don't mean a little ancillary piece like a fourth arm of the bullpen or a fifth outfielder. Both the Yankees and the Mets need to make meaningful trades. See, one game, two game, 3 games, 4, 5. All right, a little sloppy ride, a little disconcerting. I can live with the ups and downs of a baseball season. All right, I've seen enough, and I've seen enough unpredictable stories to get two nuts in April, May, or even June, even though we're kind of deep into the season now, certainly deeper. But the things that plague both of these teams for the greater part of the last 7, 8, 9 days, I got news for everybody. Those are real. That was not a mirage. That was not like, well, you know, suddenly the Mets pitching is a little problematic, or suddenly the Yankees don't situationally hit very well. The Yankees have not hit situationally well, most of this century. Which is one of the main reasons why they haven't won a World Series since 2009. And not to discredit or disparage or take lightly what this new regime's doing with the Mets, but I do believe there's been a heightened emphasis on the success of the lab. I think last year, for the most part, the results were undeniable, which I certainly believe led to a trust with what they were doing this offseason leading into this season. But I don't know, man. I just look around both of these teams, and I see a Mets rotation that is, and I grant that some of it's injury riddled. I'm trying to be fair here. But also, I think you're asking a lot from guys who just don't have track records to expect that to get you to a World Series unless you had an all-time powerful lineup. And really, once you get past the top four, I don't like the Mets lineup at all. Now, I've been saying the lower third has been problematic for me. I'm prepared to kind of stretch that out. Now, if Lindor doesn't hit, we saw this, what was it, 27 home runs, or 27, I think they're 27-0 when he hits a home run, where he's not going to hit a home run every game. And, you know, I don't know where the rest of the season takes Pete. He seems to be in a better place than he was a year ago, but I don't know that you count on Pete at 290. All right, Soto went bonkers last night, probably a foreshadow of him having what should be a Soto-like summer, but the Dodgers aren't dead after 4 batters. They're just not. And then when you juxtapose this with where the Yankees are right now, well, yeah, I really like their starting pitching. I'll get to Clark Schmidt getting pulled in a minute. I know a lot of you have issue with that. Why, I don't know. But too many times, again, whether it's extra innings or, you know, even for just too many chunks of games, the Yankees are lackluster doing the things you got to do to win. So we could fool ourselves here. Wow, the Mets looked amazing last night. You know, Soto was great. Lindor with a home run. Nimmo going bonkers. And by the way, it was huge that they won a game. I'm not trying to just, you know, tap the brakes of enthusiasm here. You won a game. And that could have gotten progressively worse and worse. So I do think it was important to stabilize the season. But it's not enough, and it won't be enough, even if they do the same thing today. For me, just for me, some of you might disagree, to think that this is who the Mets are going to be moving forward. It's not. And I also don't believe what you saw from the Yankees yesterday against a horrific Orioles team is going to be the Yankees team the rest of the season, because it's not. It was a good day, all right, amongst a bad week, amongst two pretty good months of baseball, for sure. If the Yanks and the Mets don't make big trades, neither team's winning the World Series. That's it. 888-808-1019. It's BT. Minus Sal today. I know Sal was probably thrilled with his boy Soto last night. Soto doing some damage. It was good to see. Listen, don't get me wrong. You get to see what these teams can look like when they're playing well. But I think that if you cherry pick some of the other good, and I don't mean the Dodgers, but some of the other good teams that we think are in the mix for a World Series, I think if we fixated on them the way we do on our teams, I think that there would be similar realities with their situations. Like, I don't know. I have watched a lot of baseball for a long time. And whether it's the 86 Mets, whether it's the 98 Yankees, 09 Yankees, you know, and some other teams in between, they just looked different. They just felt different. They just had more. And I'm not worried about these teams making the playoffs, but man, we're way past that. This is no longer a cute story. You know, the Mets are now at the big boys table by design. Their owner spends money. They got a real GM in here, or a better GM, and they got some real players. Not enough. The Yankees spending $300 million again. I wouldn't mind seeing them spend some more. I kind of missed the days where we outspent everybody. But the Yankees are not a championship team because they're not constructed properly. So you can fool yourself if you want. And it doesn't mean you can't enjoy the good games. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy the 9-1 routes or the 7-3, you know, smack jobs. But let me ask you this. All right? So if you haven't liked what you've heard so far, I'm going to actually be a little more specific. The Yankees are down. I'm just going to paint the situation. It could be wild card. It could be DS. It could be championship series. It could be the World Series. Yankees down 3-1, first and second, high leverage, late, whether it's at home, on the road, but it's a very pivotal spot in their season. Do you believe that this current lineup is going to put together, I mean string together, the kind of at-bats that Bernie and O'Neill and Tino and obviously Jeets, which, no, the answer is no, because there's too many guys who strike out and there's too many guys that don't put the ball in play in a meaningful way. Now, it doesn't mean that Stanton or hopefully Judge this October can't rock a three-run home run or three-run home run at that point and they win, but to me, that's not a recipe to win a World Series. I watch the Yankees and I'm worried about the Yankees. Now, let me flip it to the Mets. Mets have a late lead, right? But it's not late enough, so it's not quite Diaz time. And again, this is without a trade. The Mets are up, let's say the top of the order did some damage. Mets are up 6-3 in the fifth or sixth inning. And either Clay Holmes couldn't go deep or Canning, you know, what we've seen the last couple of starts is, and I hope it's not, but possibly a foreshadow of, you know, maybe a different couple of months here, maybe more like last year. Do you guys have great confidence as you hand the ball off to multiple people that lead is held? I don't. And let me put it this way, too. Against good pitching, do you have the confidence that, and I don't mean Lindor, Soto, Pete, and them a little bit more now. You have confidence that lineup is going to hang with the Dodgers? I don't have it in front of me, but I know some of those scores were incredibly lopsided last year, and I know the Mets didn't have Soto, but do you think that offense, or this offense, pardon me, with some of the dead spots they still have, is going to crank out the requisite amount of runs over the course of a long series to hang with a heavyweight like the Dodgers? I don't. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't be wrong. that some anomaly or outlier can't occur. I don't see it. Both teams are good. Both teams are not good enough. So everybody could get twisted. And I get it. We twist ourselves in knots going through this stuff night in and night out. It's fun. And, you know, in a lot of ways, every baseball game here is kind of, we react to it almost like a football game with the Jets and the Giants. Like it's the end of the world or it's the top of the mountain. And again, admittedly, the answer is generally somewhere in between. But I've seen enough. I like these teams. I do not love these teams. And I do not believe right now either team is a World Series team. All right, let's get to the phone, see what you guys think. 888-808-1019. Let me get first up Zach, who is, let's see if we can get this. Connor might have to help me out a little bit. Nope, I got it. Zach, what's cooking, buddy? How are you doing today? What's up?
Hey, BT, how you doing?
I'm good, Zach. What are you doing, man?
Big fan of yours, but I gotta say, I disagree with the Mets' opinion. I never thought the sky was falling when they were on that seven-game skid. They
okay.
were 21 games over beforehand, and I said to myself, this 1-4, 1-5, and I know you don't love the five, but it's a big part of their team, and as long as they're hitting, everything will go right. And when Lindor was not hitting, Alonso was not hitting, Soto was not hitting in clutch moments, you knew once they got back and going that things would be completely different. And I think, like how you said, the Mets need to make some big moves. They're not going to compete with the Dodgers, so on and so forth. I think the difference, and I think it's similar to last year's Yankees team, it's an average rotation, average bullpen with the big closer. But the difference between Yankees and Mets is not to shove it down the Yankees' throat, but they had two hitters. The Mets are going to have two guys that are going to go in front of Soto to get on base, and then they have that big guy behind them. And I think, I really do think that the pitching staff has to keep it to a four or five run game, hope the bullpen gets better and moves there. But I really think that as long as that 1-4, 1-5 are hitting, it really does not matter, and they will be successful this year. I don't know. I mean,
well, I mean, listen, Zach.
Give it all to you.
Yeah. I mean, you could be right. I mean, listen, if Pete Alonso goes bonkers and Soto goes nuts in October and Lindor, yeah, they're gonna obviously hide some deficiencies here. I'm not gonna roll the dice banking on that. I'm not saying it's not gonna happen, but to me. See, they're both in very similar spots where you're kind of supposed to win now. This is not like, you know, a cute little story on either side of the tracks where they're young and then, all right, just, you know, kind of get some experience and then you tack on some more money with some big offseason moves next year and you incrementally ascend. The New York Mets and the New York Yankees are supposed to be on the short list to win the World Series. And the good news is they are. I mean, that's evident so far through 2.5 months of baseball. What I'm saying, though, neither team is built well enough for me to feel comfortable enough to keep going with the way these rosters are set up. Because there's just too many question marks. I mean, all right, I don't even have this written down. I don't have to. Without even thinking, I'm going to start with the Yankees, all right? He's been great so far. Is there any guarantee at the age of 37, 38 that Goldschmidt keeps going this way? Now, I think there's more yes than no, but it's far from a guarantee. Do you like the Yankees second base situation? Listen, Volpe had a good day yesterday, and he's got some good attributes, and I'm a Volpe defender, although I've also been a realist in terms of him not being as good yet as I thought he would be. But do you love the shortstop situation? Do you love the third base situation? Do you love the catch? I think the easier way to say it is, what situation do you like outside of right field? And Bellinger is a defender from an offensive perspective. Think about that, guys. I just basically hit every single, I omitted left field because it's either, you know, Grisham, who's hit or miss, or Dominguez, who's young and unproven. It's the Yankees. Mets. All right, I'm here to give Pete some props. Pete has done a much better job compartmentalizing that noise in the pursuit of a big contract this year than last year. Good for him. And I think that, and listen, I've been on the record for a year. I think Pete's going to have a big season. And I thought, I said this before the year started. I said top three MVP. So I'm not stunned by this. So I do think it's going to continue. You love second base? No. I know you love shortstop, and you should. Do you love third base? Who's catching? Torrens? I mean, you just sent down Alvarez, which, by the way, I give the Mets credit for doing, which I'll get to in a bit. You can't love the catching situation. Of course you love Soto. I mean, Tyrone Taylor's in center? All right. I mean, to me, I see a guy like Tyrone Taylor. It's a fourth outfielder, man. And, well, Siri's coming back. Great. Is he going to hit 190 again when he does? And then Nimmo's on a hot streak. I don't love Nimmo. Don't love him defensively, but I do like to see him hit. There are problems around the diamond for both of these teams. I'm not even going to get into the staffs, which have varying degrees of success and pressure points. But where they are payroll-wise and where they are from a roster perspective in terms of where these guys are in their prime. Like, again, if Lindor just came up 2 years ago and Pete was a pup, you know, and you have Soto in his mid-20s, then I would say there is a long runway, you know, for the Mets with this group to be really good, which means maybe you don't do something reckless and bring in, you know, give up multiple highly touted prospects for somebody. And again, I don't mean Jesse Winker. I mean a stud outfielder. You got to do it now. And then Aaron Judge, now Garrett Cole's already out, but one of the things that driven me that drives me nuts about the Yankees is that I don't think that they've done a good job of maximizing the prime of two all-timers. And when that's the case, you got to mix it up and you got to do something about it. So that's why I say what I say. Let me get Mark at Oceanside. Mark, what's happening, buddy, on the
BT,
fan? Yes.
This is the first hearing you on a Sunday.
Yes, that's true. That is true. It's not making a habit, man.
Yeah, no. You need your days off. BT, I see the Mets and the Yankees in very different light than you do.
Okay.
The Yankees, in my opinion, have a cakewalk, as I told you before the year, to the World Series. I do not believe Spencer Torkelson can lead the Tigers through to a championship, an American League championship. I don't see one team, and the Yankees do have warts, but all they have to do is be better than the teams they play. And they clearly, to me, are. Whereas the Mets would have to go through a gauntlet and really going to need at least one starter and one position player who can hit.
Yeah.
Pete.
Now, hold on a sec, Mark. Let me interject this. Stay with me here. So, I hear you, and I think we all know that the American League is highly inferior in terms of top teams to the NL. We know that. We've seen that now for a couple years. But when I evaluate a situation, I like to be able to illuminate strengths of a certain team as the reason why I believe they can win, rather than leaning on, well, it's not that strong and they'll be okay. That's a little too flimsy for me.
But all you have to do is be the best team in that league.
Well, I understand that. I'm well aware of how it works, Mark, but what I'm saying is it doesn't really embolden me to give me, and thank you for the call there, man. I appreciate it. Always good to hear from Mark. Calls BT and Sal all the time. I don't feel that reason as enough of a reinforcement or an assurance for me to say, all right, I'm feeling really good about these Yankees. I prefer to get on the air and say, I don't think the Yankees really need to do anything crazy at the deadline. You know, just get a little piece here, a little backup outfit, whatever it might be. I'm not saying that. I think the Yankees and the Mets both need a big move. Big move. And they're both positioned to do it. So we'll see how serious these GMs are. And we'll see how serious these owners are taking on more money. Now, not to complain about what's been spent so far because, hey, you know, tickets are expensive, both sides of town. But we have two really good teams. Not enough. Don't stop now. 888-808-1019 is the number. How about Vinny Middle Village on the fan with BT? What's going on, Vin?
Hey, BT, thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
So, I'm a big diehard Mets fan. I watch every night. And they need a frontline starting pitcher, a young, controllable frontline starting pitcher. And honestly, I'm not being delusional when I say I think that's all they need. And I'll tell you why. Let me make my case why that's all.
Yeah, good.
Okay?
Yeah.
You keep saying 1-4. You're forgetting about McNeil. McNeil's got an 800 OPS this year. He's hitting very, very well, okay? And Tyrone Taylor, you call him a fourth outfielder, he plays elite defense in center field.
I know he does.
Which you need when you have Soto on right and Nemo on left.
Understood. But I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to let you finish. Let's have a conversation.
Okay.
I got you. And by the way, this is not to disparage Tyrone Taylor. He is a good pro. I would love him as my fourth outfielder. He's not a hitter. Doesn't hit.
I get that. But are you saying that unless you have 1-9, all like 270 hitters, that you can't win a World Series?
No, like, I'm not saying that. Finish up.
All right, so I can live with center field and catcher not being great hitters if they play elite defense. Okay?
Yep. I don't like the Mets defense. I think the Mets defense stinks. And the numbers back that up. The Mets defense, now not Tyrone Taylor, I'm not saying him. And I'm not saying that McNeil doesn't have defensive versatility. I don't like this Mets defense. Ground ball to Pete, flip to the pitcher. You gotta duck if you're behind the dugout. You don't know where it's gonna go. You feel good about a ball to Soto? You feel good about balls to third base? Nimmo's arm?
No, Nimmo's got a rag arm, he always has. You're not wrong about that.
Right. Okay.
But what I'm saying, up the middle, I want defense up the middle. They brought Stenger back. Alvarez has gone back down. But the key, I think, the key to this lineup, to being a World Series caliber lineup, is does Vientos hit like he hit last year when he comes back? And can they get DH straightened out with Marte and Winker? Okay, which you should be able to get production out of Marte and Winker. Those are major league hitters. There's no reason why that can't get straightened out. But if Vientos hits like he hit last year, you got 1-7 of solid hitters there.
Vinny, here's what you're doing. And by the way, this is fine if you want to do it, and thanks for the call. What you're doing is you're giving me best-case situation. What I'm doing is preemptively trying to get in front of this to give you a plan that I believe is better and more predictable. Listen, we could sit here with any team in New York. Wow, Justin Fields, takes the next step and he runs the ball and the Jets' O line is better and this happens and Glenn transitions if Dable clicks with Wilson or Jackson Dart, you got this and the defense does that and the offensive line finally stays healthy. I could present you with possibilities for every single team to give you a positive possible perspective. Now, the good news with the Yanks and the Mets, I don't have to stretch it very far to make us feel good about it because they're both really good. We know that. We know they're among the best teams in baseball, which is exactly why I'm saying what I'm saying now. This is the time that you take that swing. Last year, a couple years ago with Ruff and Vogelback, and Winker is obviously better than that duo, to be kind. But no, that's not the kind of move I'm talking about. The move that I'm talking about is more along the lines of the Yankees getting Cecil Fielder in 96, who, by the way, in Atlanta, no DH, et cetera, he played and Tino Martinez sat. Like, that's the kind of move, and he played very well. I think he led the team in average. I think he had 300 that World Series. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, of course, there's a lot of things that I think will go well for the Mets, but because I don't love their defense and because I'm a little unsure, primarily driven through health, with the rotation. And what I can't say is, well, the top four, it's good enough to carry the bottom five, because I don't know what you're going to get from Nimmo. That's why I said at the start of this, guys, like, I'm not reacting to the Yankees putting up a 9 spot yesterday and the Mets hitting 7 home runs. The answer's generally in between. And I think if we all take a little truth serum here, I think we all know the Mets defense is not tight enough, and there's too many empty at-bats from four on. And for the Yankees, there's a reason why they never win an extra innings, because they just don't situationally hit. And they, too, have too many dead spots. That's where we're at. Now, the good news is it's June. The bad news is what I just said, I really believe. So they got to fix it. And if they do, maybe we'll get a champion again. It's been a while. 888-808-1019. Brandon Tierney on the Fan. We'll come back, get these calls going. Hey, Alvarez sent down. And the lunacy, and this is just part of the reactive society. How do you sit down Clark Schmidt? Almost had a no-hitter. I'm going to tell you why. And it's the easiest answer in the world. We'll get to that coming up next right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.